There are a lot of careers out there that women find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Firefighter, mm-hmm. proctologist.
What?
Who could forget the sexiest career of all? A carny at your local fair.
No one has ever said
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. No. Carnies are always sexy. Ladies get so fired up
oh my gosh.
When they see a fair employee.
Okay.
And that's who we have on the phone today. Daniel is a carny, I guess. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you guys?
Not too bad. So your email says that you work at a fair, and that's where you met the girl you want to call today?
Yeah, I'm kind of like in between jobs. My buddy got me a job at the fair.
Okay, don't try to downplay that job. That is a career.
All right. Okay.
He's like, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So you're a career fair employee. And
yeah.
Tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Alexis.
Alexis. And how did you meet her?
I met her actually at the fair that I was working at in the bumper cars.
Were you shocked to meet somebody that you were attracted to? Because anytime I'm at the fair, I don't see a lot of good pickings out there.
A lot of hotties.
Yeah, I mean, generally, especially in like kind of a bumper car area, most of the kids.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
We never really get like, you know, adults. But yeah, her and her friend wanted to ride, and they were kind of amongst the kids.
Okay. And were you instantly attracted to her?
Yeah, I was definitely attracted to her when she got on the ride.
All right, how'd you make your first move?
So basically, like, her and her friend start riding these bumper cars, and of course, they're, like, amongst, like, a bunch of, like, kids, like, freaking 9 and 10-year-olds, and some of the kids were getting, like, really aggressive with them and, like, bumping into them, and, like, they were just trying to have fun, but these kids were, like, obviously, like, on a mission to just, like...
kill the adults that were there?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And so I had to run out there, and I was telling the kids, like, you guys have to stop, you have to stop. One of the kids got, like, all in my face, and I banned him from the ride.
Oh!
Wow, so you almost fought like a 12-year-old in her honor.
Pretty much, yeah. I was about to get to that point. I mean, I didn't want to lose my job.
Yeah,
but,
right.
She actually thanked me afterwards, and we got to talking, and I was kind of like, my shift's about to be over, and her and I just ended up walking around the fair for a little while. And, you know, obviously doing the games and stuff, obviously I got the discount, so.
Oh, nice. You wowed her with your employee discount, huh?
So how was it? I mean, did you guys click?
Yeah, we definitely clicked. It was a great conversation. She's really nice. We're both from the same town. It's like a really small town. And, yeah, I mean, I just felt like we just definitely vibed.
Awesome.
And that was the date, right? You guys walking around the fair?
No, actually. We had a great time, and I was like, hey, you know, I've got some pizza and some beer at my place, and I asked her if she wanted to come over, and she was totally down.
Hey, so how did it go back at your place? More bumper cars? Get it?
Yes!
Yeah, I hope so.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Thanks. So, I mean, was it action-packed, though, back at your place? I mean, did you guys just hang out for a little while, or did you guys make out, anything like that?
We just kind of kicked it back in my place. Like I said, you know, we were just kind of drinking and just kind of chilling, talking, great conversation.
Okay, cool. So no makeout session at your house then?
No makeout session. Just a nice little hug session.
Oh.
Hug session. That's a hug session.
Hey, it's all
like,
session.
Yeah, like a long session of hugging, or it was just a normal
times?
Hug and that's all you got?
It wasn't even a session. It was just a small hug.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So why do you think she's not getting back to you?
I don't know, but if I had to speculate, at my house, you know, obviously, like, I did not plan on having a girl there that night,
mm-hmm.
so it was just a little bit messy.
Oh,
that may
yeah.
be one thing. Also, on my kitchen counter, like, right when you walk in the door, I have, like, 4 or 5 parking tickets since working at the fair, because we have to park in, like, a weird spot, so I don't know if maybe she saw those and maybe kind of, like, thought, like, I'm not a responsible human being. That combined with the messiness. And then the job, obviously, is not the most attractive of careers.
Okay.
So I don't know. These are just guesses. I have no idea.
Could right. be a combo of all three.
Did she comment about any of the messiness or the parking tickets or make fun of you or anything?
Not with her words, but I could see with her eyes that,
okay.
you know, she was just kind of like looking around, you know. But like, it didn't really like seem like a big deal to her. But again, this could be just me making things up in my own head.
Mm.
And how many times have you tried to get a hold of her since you guys hung out?
I mean, I sent her, like, a couple texts, and then I tried the power move. I tried to call her. She didn't answer. So.
Okay. Well, play a song, and then come back and call her and get your second date update, all right?
All right.
All right. Hang on.